Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call, everybody. Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for new, struggling, and top-producing freight sales agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. And if you have any questions today after the call, whatever it is, regardless of what it is, but more importantly and more specifically, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Yes, then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is, these are your freight industry prospects. These are your freight industry prospects. So for those of you that are on my Gmail contact list and you receive that Gmail email invite today, just go to any one of those emails that I sent you today, those invites, scroll down to the bottom, and we are going to go over those free attachments that I sent out for you to today. You do receive these free attachments, as I explained, when you get on my Gmail contact list. So go ahead and scroll down, open up that first attachment, and let's go ahead and talk about these are your freight industry prospects. These are your freight industry prospects. If there's one thing that you require becoming a successful freight sales agent is a steady list of leads, a steady list of prospects that come into your being, into your realm, prospects who you that you make contact with, you ask them a specific series of questions, and you obtain their contact info. You must have a steady stream of prospects, leads that come into your reality. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go over today prospects that you can contact before you ever move a load. Say you're new, say you're struggling, you've just come into the industry, you don't know what you're doing. These leads and these prospects are those that you contact before you ever move a load. I'm going to basically split it up into two parts, and that is the first part. The second part is leads and prospects that you call after you've moved that first, second, third, fourth, fifth load. And again, this is a series. You can't just get into this profession and expect the cream customers, the cream prospects and leads to come to you. You have to go after them. First, you have to make an imprint, your imprint. You've got to just get into the marketplace and start and build that contact list. That is one of the most important things that you will build over your lifetime as a freight sales agent, and that is your contact list. How do you build it? By reaching out to leads and prospects. So let's take it as an example. You've just come into the industry. You're a new, possibly a struggling freight agent, and you're wondering, what do I call? Who do I call to start building that contact list? Well, here are the prospects that you're going to start out with. Those leads, okay, you're not necessarily familiar with, but you got to start somewhere. So again, go ahead, open up that first attachment, and let's go over those prospects that you will contact once you get into this industry. The first type of prospect that you'll contact will be companies and industries that you're familiar with. Companies and industries that you're familiar with. Say you came from a certain industry that manufactures, that they ship from this point to that point. Those are companies that you're familiar with. Say you just came from a specific company. Well, guess what? That is a lead. That is a prospect for you to contact, to get on the phone. Again, you already know the shipping manager. All you have to do is call them and say, hey, I provide trucks for companies just like yours that require your products, your widgets, your gadgets, whatever it is, to get picked up here and dropped off there. So you're going to go after companies and industries that you're familiar with. I tell you this all the time. When I first got into this industry, hey, I am a farm boy from Wisconsin, was raised on a farm in Wisconsin. The first industry that I went after were feed companies, animal feed companies. Why? Because I was familiar with that type of product. Hey, most bagged feeds, they come in 50-pound bags, either for ducks, for chickens, for goats, for horses, for cows. Most of the stuff comes in 50-pound bags. I was familiar with the companies that made it, that shipped it, like Purina, like Ace Milling, all those types of companies were prospects for me. Why? Because I knew that I could confidently call them and tell them that I knew and was familiar with their product. Now, for me though, I didn't call the companies. Typically, all their loads were customer routed. So what did I do? I called the companies, the feed sources that actually purchased from them. So my contact list early on were feed stores, and what I learned quickly was go after the feed stores that order at least or a minimum of one full truckload. So your first type of prospect you're going to contact with are companies and industries that you're familiar with. Second type of prospect or lead that you're going to contact are they're going to be acquaintances of friends that are in an industry. Say you know somebody that works for a certain company. You know, again, they make widgets or gadgets, regardless of what it is. It's so easy to ask that friend, hey, you know, who is your shipping manager? You know, could you give me their name and number? Also, let them know that I'll be calling them, just to give them a heads up, because when you start off, it's all about the number of contacts that you make. The number of contacts is so important when you're establishing and building that relationship with these individuals. So, you know, friends that know friends, or friends that know of their shipping manager in that particular company that they work with. Third type of prospect you're going to call is you're going to call companies that have specific info on their packaging labels. Again, these are all just samples for you to start digging into the industry. Go into a food store, go into a hardware store. Most of those products that you see will have the name of the company that actually manufactured that product. I mean, just think of all the products in the food stores that you go to, or the do-it-yourself hardware stores that you attend. Most of those products have a company label on there, all right, that you can not only see who made it, but even where they're from and what their website is. It's typically around, it's typically somewhere on the product itself where it's got that bar on there that they scan after you purchase, you know, when you purchase a product. So company info on the packaging labels. Again, that is another source of a lead or prospect for you to go after, and contacting them, again, start building that relationship with them. Another great source, a lead or prospect, is thomasnet.com. www.thomasnet.com. This is a directory. It's a directory of manufacturers that make stuff, that make items, again, that make gadgets, widgets, whatever it is. They make this stuff that has to be shipped from point A to point B. Now, a lot of beginner freight agents are told to go to Thomasnet. So there is a downside to this. You know, a lot of other beginner freight agents are contacting these companies as well. So these companies and Thomasnet, they get a lot of calls. However, when you go in there and you ask them those specific questions that I have laid out on my sales call information sheet in my Freight Sales Success Guide, it makes it easier for you to get through the gatekeeper and get to the actual shipping decision maker. So another great source is www.thomasnet.com. Once you get there, you're going to punch in your product type, your product search, and then you're going to select your supplier type. So first choice is your product search. The second choice you're going to punch in is you're going to select the supplier type. So if you're familiar with a certain industry, that's all you have to do. Product search, supplier type. Those individuals, those suppliers, you can go to, make contact with them, find out who the shipping decision maker is, let them know that you're familiar with that type of product. So far, this is before you've shipped any load. I just have three main sources from you, but they're all great regardless. Actually, I've missed out a fourth, and I'll go over that shortly. First thing you're going to do is you're going to contact companies and industries that you're familiar with. Second thing you're going to do is you're going to talk to your acquaintances and friends that are either in shipping, that actually work in a warehouse, or get the contact name of their shipping decision maker for their company. Third thing you're going to do is you're going to go to www.thomasnet. Fourth thing you're going to do is actually drive by and stop in those companies. All you're going to do is walk through the front door and, again, ask them a series of questions. It's going to be easy, especially when they have a loading dock in the back. So one good thing to do is to drive by the back of the building first and to make sure that they actually have loading docks that they utilize to load and unload their truck. So drive by, not only drive by, but stop in. Now, if you don't want to stop in, hey, drive by, get the name of the company, make some notes about the company itself. You know, who are they next to? Where are they located in your town, okay? When you call them, you're going to say things that that shipping decision maker is going to be familiar with. But it's even easier when you actually stop in, open the door, ask for the shipping decision maker's name. Hey, it's possible that that shipping decision maker will even come to the front. We all feel great when we know that somebody has actually gone out of their way to see us, to meet us. So stop in, not only drive by, but stop in, ask for the shipping decision maker's name. Yeah, the gatekeeper, the secretary is going to ask, who are you? All right, you're going to show her your card. Be very cordial. Be very gentle. Hey, my name's Ted. I'm with Logistic Dynamics. I'm here to talk to your shipping decision maker about their shipping requirements. So again, four types of businesses that you will contact before you move any loads as you just get into the industry. First thing is companies and industries you're familiar with. Second is acquaintances. Talk to your friends that work for a company or friends of friends that work for a company that make stuff, that make gadgets, that make bracelets, jewelry, whatever it is that ship a pallet or more. The third thing you're going to third prospect you're going to contact is a number of prospects in thomasnet.com. And the fourth type of prospect or lead that you will contact is actually companies that you see, that you drive by. Just park your car, get out of your car, and go into the business. One thing that I did getting into this industry, I know that most of you are not able to do this, but when I was actually driving truck behind the wheel of a 18-wheeler, okay, I would actually stop in, I would actually stop at companies, okay, I would let them see my truck just to let them know that I am in the industry. What was my goal? My goal was to contact or to get the shipping decision maker's contact. That was my main goal. Did I get business out of it? Yes, I did. However, I understand that most of us work from the comfort of our office, the comfort of our desk. However, when you call or when you're able to call a shipping decision maker, again, driving by a company and tell them certain and specific things about their company, they will take you that much more seriously, more serious than just somebody calling on a whim and asking a number of blah questions that, you know, that they got from a poor training program. Let's talk about companies, leads, prospects that you can contact after you've moved some loads in the industry. So again, this profession requires that you build a foundation. How do we build that foundation? By improving and increasing our contact list. We start with companies that ship a load a week, a load a month. We start with small companies. Again, this is for somebody with no experience in the profession. We start there. Hey, we get a load, we quote it, they give it to us, we cover it, we get it picked up, we get it delivered. Now we're a player in the profession. So we've moved a few loads, all right? We've moved a few loads. Now we can actually tell folks who we are, that we are players, that we are doers, that we're action takers, because this is what your prospects and your leads and your customers require from you. They require you to take action and solve their nagging shipping problems. They want to know that you have a truck on its way or at the dock getting loaded, and it's out of here shortly. That solves their shipping. You provide the solution for them. Once you do that more and more, individuals, shipping decision makers, take you seriously. So now that we've got a couple loads under our belt, these are the prospects that we go after. The first type of prospect is when somebody signs up with us, they send us their company info. A lot of these individuals will send a company sheet along with it. When they do that, the first thing that you look at are their references. Look down at the bottom, look anywhere on the sheet, who is referencing them, who is giving them a good reference. Those are individuals, those are companies that you contact. Again, all you have to do is say, hey, I was referred to you by ABC. I just did a load with them. And I understand that you are referring them as well. You're giving them a good reference. Hey, this is what I do. Do you require trucks to move your equipment, your gadgets, your widgets as well? It's so easy. When you can tell somebody that you've been referred by them, it makes it that so much easier. So the first sample of a prospect after you've moved a few loads is customers' credit references. The second type of prospect, second type of lead that you can quickly go after are referrals from others. Not only referrals from others, because customers' credit references are a referral. You can tell them, hey, I was referred by ABC. Not only will you get referrals like that, but ABC, because they're so happy with your service, they're going to start referring you. They're going to tell other individuals that they know, you know what, I've got this Ted Keyes guy. He is so good. He's so reliable. He gives me check calls every day, every 6 hours. He is so reliable. I really recommend him to you. Again, this is what they're saying to their friends, to their associates, to their networking events. So when you actually get referred, that's a lead. That's a new prospect. So referrals from others. Referrals to you. Again, your shipping decisions, your shipping decision maker who's happy with you, they're going to tell you, you know what, call my buddy, down the block. I'm very good friends with him. Hey, just call him. Here's his number. Just tell him that John sent you. That is the easiest type of referral that you can get. The easiest. Tell him that John at ABC sent you. That's so easy, because when you call Bill down at XYZ and say, hey, John sent me, John referred me from ABC, oh, really? John's a great friend. Who are you? What can I do for you? So referrals from others, referrals to you. Another type of prospect or lead that you'll go after are the companies that you picked up from, the companies that you actually picked up from. If that company that your load picked up from is not your customer, guess what? They're a lead now. They're a prospect now. It's so easy to contact them. All you have to do is say, hey, I did a load for ABC the other day. I picked up from your company. Do you ever have to look for trucks? Do you keep your options open to other available carriers? Not only that, but they have proof that you're a doer. You know, you can actually say, I actually sent a truck in there to pick up for ABC. It's so easy to get in there. Now, they may tell you, the downside is they may tell you, hey, all of our freight is customer routed. All of our freight is customer routed. Well, at that point, all you can ask is, hey, this is what I do for a living. Do you have anybody that you can refer me to? Anybody that you ship to? Anybody that sends trucks in here? All they can do is say yes or no. All they can do, again, is say yes or no. So companies that you picked up from, those are prospects, those are leads. Next one is the companies that you actually ship to. Again, provided that this is not your customer, all right, but the companies that you ship to. It's possible that a particular load you picked up from your customer, who was the shipper, they're sending their items to the receiver, okay? If the receiver is not your customer, voila, they are a new lead, they are a new prospect to you. And here's the thing. You can actually tell them and show them that you're an action taker. You're somebody that, stands up and stands by your word. You're showing them that you are a problem solver. So not only companies that you picked up from, but also companies that you ship to. Those are leads. Those are new prospects for you. Companies in the same industry, that's another type of leader prospect for you. Companies in the same industry. Once you get moving a few loads in the same industry, I did the same thing. When I got a few loads of feed, animal feed going, hey, I was able to call, you know, the feed store that was in the next town over or 50 miles away, hey, I pick up feed for such and such. I pick up feed for ABC feed store. I've picked up feed for XYZ feed store. And you know what? It may not matter because they buy a totally different feed, okay? That's companies in the same industry. You can tell these other companies that are still leads and prospects that you are an expert at moving animal feed like I was, because I was an expert. I grew up handling 50-pound bags of animal feed. If anybody knew animal feed, it was me. I moved enough bags myself. I'm an expert at moving animal feed. Not only that, is I have the trucks that you can utilize to get your feed moving as well. Okay? So companies in the same industry, that's a great example for you. Another excellent, excellent lead-generating prospect is truck drivers and owner-operators, regardless, whoever it is, whether they're a company truck driver, whether they're an owner-operator and they own the truck, those are prospects for you. How do you do it? Well, say that you've covered a load, the company is sending you a truck. All you have to do is ask the driver, hey, where did you just come from? You know, what were your, you know, just to get a conversation going, what were your empty miles? Oh, I came from 50 miles away. Oh, really? What town did you deliver in? I delivered in Boyd, Texas. Oh, really? Boy, that's west of Fort Worth. What did you deliver there? Well, I delivered a load of hay. Oh, really? Okay, who'd you deliver that to? I mean, all you can do is keep asking these questions until they either say no or they just keep giving you information. Company drivers, owner-operators are the best source of leads and prospects. Here's one reason why. Driving a truck, other than listening to a CB all day or listening to a radio or your stereo system, there's very little human interaction and contact. A lot of drivers are yearning to talk to individuals, okay? They could be individuals at truck stops. But when a freight agent shows interest in them, for the most part, I'm not saying everybody, but for the most part, they are going to reciprocate. They're going to give you information, okay, that you can utilize. Now, don't just dig in right away to the information that you're seeking. Hey, you know, ask them, you know, how long you've been driving. I mean, ask them questions about themselves first, but then just gradually ask them, you know, where did you just drop off at? What was the company? Where did you pick up at? What was the name of that company? I mean, obviously you're going to be writing this down as your conversation goes along, but company drivers and owner operators are one of the best sources of leads and prospects that you can come up with. And these never end. I mean, once you get out of the before covering a load group, all right, then you move into the after covering a load. The before group, they go away because you're going to learn that the after group are so much easier to deal with. But you got to build that foundation first. So many people that come into this profession, they just think they're magically going to use this tool here, pick up the phone, and everybody's going to talk to them, and they're magically going to get these loads here. It doesn't work that way. This profession requires you to pick up this tool here and make contact with the marketplace and build relationships, okay? So, in review again, These are prospects and leads after you've covered a few of your loads from your foundation list. You've got customers' credit references. You've got referrals from others. As you get better and better, you've got people referring you. You've also got referrals to you. People will see the value, the quality of your service. They're going to refer individuals to you. You got companies that you picked up from that are not necessarily your customer, okay? You've got companies that you dropped off from that are not necessarily your customer. You've got companies in the same industry, and you've got company drivers and owner operators. Again, this is a level. It's a graduation. You start in the first one, you graduate to the next one, and hey, this is a starting point. These are starting points for you to get into the profession, to build and build and build. And as you get better and better and better, you're going to be more specialized where you can go after those multi-million dollar companies, okay? But you'll never, ever start there, or you certainly won't in my mind. You don't just start moving loads of Coke. You don't just start moving loads for Walmart. Those are way up here. You've got to start down here, and you have to start somewhere. So those are just some examples of leads and prospects to go after, because these are your freight industry prospects. These are your freight industry prospects. I could not be more specific in giving these to you. Great topic. Glad you enjoyed it. So let's move on to some more motivational talk here, as I typically follow up my topic. Again, my topic today is these are your freight sales prospects. I'm going to go over some points to remember, some things to remember to get you motivated to actually pick up this phone and build that lead and that prospect list. So let's talk about that that first attachment there, attachment number two, that first attachment. Go ahead and open that up, and let's talk about it. That attachment reads, remember. Again, we're remembering these items as we call and make connection and build relationships with the marketplace. So that next attachment reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, in addition to building your prospect list, to put all your eggs in one basket. Put all your eggs in one basket. Start with that little basket, that basket that you're familiar with, okay? For me, it was animal feed. Calling animal feed suppliers, buyers that resold it, put all your eggs in one basket, and then guard the basket. Then pay attention to the basket. Don't just go with one, okay? See the challenges that it presents, and then think that another prospect is going to be easier, okay? Regardless of whether you're familiar with a particular prospect or an industry, you still got to make your way into it, and making your way into it is going to pose challenges, okay? Don't ever think that because I'm familiar with feed and I called a feed store and they don't want to speak to me, that some other industry out there is better or easy to deal with. As I said earlier, remember, when you're calling these prospects and customers, to first initially put all your eggs in one basket, and then pay attention to the basket. Just work on those companies that you're familiar with, and you'll see that as you make more and more contacts, you're going to get better and better at talking at them. Not talking at them, but talking with them. So put all your eggs initially in one basket, and then pay attention to the basket. Oh, what a great point that is to remember. Let's move on to that next attachment. That next attachment, which reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers with this item here, that whatever you think is appropriate to grow your business, multiply that by 10. Whatever you think, whatever is going on inside here, whatever you think is appropriate or whatever you think is going to get you over that hump, multiply it by 10. Why do you do that? Because as I said earlier, you've got to build that foundation. Not only do you have to build that foundation, but to stay successful, you have to keep building it. Whatever you think is appropriate to build that foundation, multiply it by 10. If you think that getting one customer a day is sufficient, it ain't going to work. If you think that 3 a day is sufficient, it won't work. If you think that 5 is sufficient, it won't work. Let's stick with 3. Say you think that 3 is good for you. Well, if you're going to build at a snail's pace, yeah, go with 3. But multiply that by 10. What does that mean? Getting 30 contacts a day will really build your business. That's what that means. If you think it's appropriate, multiply whatever that is. Whatever you wrote down on your goals, multiply that by 10 in order to get to your goals. So remember, again, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that whatever you think is appropriate to grow your business, to get these leads, to get these prospects, take that number and multiply it by 10. Let's move on to our next attachment there that I provided down there. And again, it says, it starts off, remember. Always remember, these points when you're calling your prospects and customers, that if you don't swing the bat, nothing else will matter. If you don't swing the bat, swinging the bat could mean stopping in, you know, driving by that company and stopping in. That is swinging the bat. That could account for 10 contacts that you get over the phone. Why? Because meeting somebody face-to-face will always trump a telephone call. A telephone call always trumps an email. However, if you don't do any of them, nothing else will matter. Why? Because you're not doing anything. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, if you don't swing the bat, if you don't pick this up and dial a bunch of numbers and make contact with the marketplace, nothing will matter because you're not doing anything to continue building that foundation and your contact list. If you don't swing the bat, if you don't pick up the phone, if you don't stop in that company, if you don't drive by that company and write down things about the company so that you can tell the shipping decision maker later, nothing else is going to matter. Because if you don't take action, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. You won't score the touchdown if you don't step out on the football field. Let's move on to my next attachment that I provided there down at the bottom of your Gmail contact list. And that one reads, again, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that your biggest distraction in anything, your biggest competition is distractions. That's really your competition. It's not all these other individuals that are calling the same shipping decision maker as you. It's distractions. It's social media. It's the phone ringing. It's you know, you having, because your office is at home, you have to listen to outside influences, okay? That's your biggest competition. What do? You go into your office, you close the door, and you keep it closed, and you put a close sign on the outside of it. Eliminate all the distractions that can get you off course, okay? That is your biggest competition, and that is distractions. What's your goal? Your goal is to limit or get rid of any distractions that will keep you on pace to do those daily requirements, those daily things that will get you to the top of your profession. Your biggest competition is not other freight agents. Why? Because there are more than enough shipping decision makers out there and companies that ship their items that you could ever imagine. Your biggest competition are the distractions around you, Limit those distractions, build your foundation, which will then build your business. Let's go on to that next attachment that I provided down there for you that will get you in tune with your leads and prospects and get you on the way to building that foundation. And that is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that it's much better. It's so much better to have too much going on than having regret that not enough is going on. Let me say that again. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that it's better to have too much going on than having regret that not enough is going on. As I said earlier, if you're not swinging the bat, nothing is happening. That's just the way how it works in this world that we live in, okay? And again, going back to distractions, part of distractions are people telling you that you can't do this. You know, they're going to be asking you, why are you doing this? You don't know what you're doing. Those are distractions. Get rid of them. In turn, have enough going on where there's so much going on that you, in a way, can't keep track of it all. That is one of the best positions or the best places to be in. You want so much going on, okay? You want so much going on that, in a way, you can't control it. However, because you've got so much going on, and when I mean going on, I mean individuals asking you for rates. Individuals saying, hey, I've got this load to pick up this day. It's dropping off that day. It pays this much. It weighs this much. That's what you have to get to be successful in this profession. And not one a day, not one a week, not one a month. That won't get you anywhere. You want this steady stream of requests coming into your email daily so you can quote these lanes and then have them given to you, and then you cover them and move them. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that it's so much better to have too much going on than having regret. The last thing you want to do is have regret that not enough or nothing is going on. Let's go ahead and open up that last attachment there that I provided for you. Again, just wrapping up this whole topic on these are your freight industry prospects. These are your freight industry prospects, and that is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, in a nutshell, guys, working your butt off leads to selling your butt off. Working your butt off, swinging the bat daily, swinging the bat hourly, weekly, continually swinging the bat, that is working your butt off. As you work your butt off, you're going to find yourself selling your butt off. And when you're selling, that means you're moving. Working, selling means moving freight. Working plus selling equals moving freight. Plain and simple. I couldn't say it more simple than that. Working your butt off as you continue to take action and swing the bat over and over again, that leads to selling, which means moving. Okay? Working your butt off leads to selling your butt off. I could not be more specific than that. Great, great topic today. Great topic today. Again, that is, these are your freight industry prospects. All those points that I just went over refer to this topic here. Just follow them and you'll be on your way to massive success. In concluding and wrapping up today, do you have any questions about what I just went over? Any questions whatsoever about what I just went over? Or more specifically, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? This is the type of training you get when you join our freight sales team. Yes, give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Thanks again for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. I'll see you all again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Take care. God bless you all. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Bye-bye.